why was there that hesitation? You know, what was it that made you not want to take that leap into, you know, diving deeper into digital?
Simple explanation is I was just probably old school. I just wanted to wait and make sure that those who had tried it were having a measure of success. And so we just kind of took that step. And I think it's one of the best things that we've ever done.
Fred Pearson has been in the rent-to-own business for just about 30 years, almost three decades, out there in the Jonesboro, Arkansas area, with Payless Furniture and Appliance. And business has been great, you know, especially of late, you know, even in the face of a coronavirus pandemic and everything they've got going on. It's been a mainstay in the Jonesboro community for, like I said, almost 30 years. And, you know, of late, they have turned their attention towards digital. And that's something that, you know, if you talk to Fred, maybe 2 years ago, even 18 months ago, maybe he wouldn't have considered something that just wasn't top of mind for Payless and for Fred. But, you know, that all changed at the summer 2019 prime time when he was, you know, in his own words, drug kicking and screaming into a conversation about the possibilities of, you know, what having a robust website could do for his business. And I think looking back now, you know, Fred, probably very appreciative of the opportunity that having a level four website through RWS, what that offered him and his business, you know, as businesses were forced to shut down and kind of, you know, the way that consumers shopped just completely changed overnight because of this pandemic. But really, you know, pandemic aside, Fred is not alone, or was not alone, rather, you know, in his uneasiness or, you know, hesitance towards wanting to dive into the digital game, you know, as an independent retailer. It's something we hear a lot about. You know, that's a lot of conversations that are had out in the field and with retailers in this space are, you know, about, you know, why having a website is something that could benefit you, you know, even though you serve just maybe a small local community in most cases as far as independents are concerned. But Fred's a perfect case study, one that we actually did, you know, conduct as a case study at Nationwide, you know, as to what it's like to invest in this, in the digital space, in a website, in a robust website, and, you know, how it's impacted his business. And, you know, there may be no better example than Payless. Fred will tell you himself, and we dive into it. You know, when they turned on that website, you know, and really turned their attention to digital, he called it basically, you know, they saw the results almost instantaneously. It took just a matter of weeks before he saw the impact on his business. And now, the way he describes it, it's almost like they added another location, a physical location, just in the form of a website, just the amount of traffic and business that they're seeing. So really just an awesome conversation. You know, we got to talk to Fred and his daughter, Rachel, who is the marketing manager, leads the marketing efforts there for Payless, and about what it's been like, you know, what it was like to dive into digital deeper as they have over the past year or so, year plus at this point. You know, what it's taken from a time commitment standpoint to build out this website and work with the RWS and the teams here, Site on Time at Nationwide, and you know, what the payoff's been, and obviously they, you know, results wise it's been great for them, but, you know, in other aspects of the business as well. So just an awesome conversation, one that I've been looking forward to having for a while now, and being able to share with you. So let's go ahead and dive into this Independent Thinking podcast with Fred and Rachel Pearson of Payless. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking podcast, and excited right now to be joined by a retailer that we've actually had the pleasure of profiling a couple different ways now here at Nationwide, and that's Payless Furniture and Appliance out there in Jonesboro, a couple locations out in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and surrounding areas. But excited right now to have on Fred and Rachel Pearson. You know, father-daughter duo here joining us on the podcast. Guys, appreciate you taking the time and chatting with us a little bit about how things are going out there and about your store.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, let's start right there. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, Fred, you know, the history of the company and kind of, you know, your path through retail and what business is like in Jonesboro.
Well, I'll start by saying, after I graduated from college, I went to work for GE. I worked as a sales rep for a few years, and then I was promoted to an area marketing guy for home laundry for GE, and I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, and worked for GE for about 10 years, and then went in business for myself into the retail business. And I was in the retail for about 10 years also. And at about year nine, we acquired a rent-to-own operation when we bought out another dealer. And so that was my first taste of rent-to-own, and I kind of enjoyed it and liked it, and I ended up buying it from my partner, and that's how I got into rent-to-own business, and I've been doing it now for about 30 years. And things have been going well, and you know, we've started out with one store. We have four stores now, and in this little section of Northeast Arkansas, and it's a family business, and it's really been good for us.
Yeah, we see that. And obviously, you know, you say family, got daughter sitting there next to you, Rachel. Was this predetermined path for you? Is it just a, you know, family business? Were you always interested in, you know, joining dad and you know, jumping into retail?
You know, I tell everybody my first job was cleaning scuff marks off the showroom floor for 10 cents a piece. So I think it was always meant to be. I started working here when I was in college, getting my business degree, doing some of the accounting duties. And then since then, that's been about 10 years or so, I've had the opportunity to work in various aspects of the business. And now marketing is my main focus. So,
awesome. Well, you know, like I said, of course, happy to have both of you on, and paint a little picture for us. You know, either of you guys can take this one. You know, what's it like when you walk into Fred's, into a Payless store? You know, what would a customer expect to see, whether any of the locations? You know, what kind of presence are they greeted with at a Payless?
Well, you could expect to be welcomed and treated with great friendliness, as only Arkansan could probably do. In the South, we're famous for being friendly and welcoming, and so that would be the first thing. And then you would find a great assortment of product, furniture, appliances, electronics, and some items like maybe a scooter or a stereo, you know, some isolated items, but mainly furniture, appliances, and electronics. And we would have many options for you in the way of rent-to-own. We have Synchrony financing, obviously cash. Everybody loves green. And so we would offer you many options to choose from to have your product delivered. So that's kind of what you could expect when you walk in our store. We built a new store recently, and it's kind of set the tone for our future growth, that we want to have that look from this point on. And it's a beautiful new store. It's got about 10,000 square feet and some warehousing next to it. And we actually built a little shopping strip there so we could rent out some other pods to other people. So that's gone over really well. It's now our number one performing store. So we're very happy about that.
Oh, that's awesome. And congrats on the opening. How long ago was that opened?
This is going on year three, so it was 3 years ago, approximately.
Awesome. Well, I'd be remiss too if I didn't mention you talk about Arkansas. How do you say that? I'm going to mess it up. Arkansans.
Arkansan, you got it.
All right, there we go. See, you know, y'all are certainly friendly. You got that reputation, but city of brotherly love up here. I'm sitting in Philly, so I think we can be pretty. Pretty kind as well, unless you're talking sports, and then yeah. And it's a different story. But you know, we still got some hospitality up here.
Absolutely.
So how has business, I know this is, you know, we're talking in 2020 and it's been quite the year. So how has business been, you know, for you guys over these past 8 months or so?
Well, actually, it's been unbelievably strong. I didn't really anticipate it when I first became aware of the pandemic, and I was anxious, as many other people were, about whether or not I could stay in business and or whether or not I could actually keep my doors open. But we were deemed a essential business because we sold refrigerators and things that people really needed, so we were allowed to stay open. And we've had 25 to 30% increases every month since the pandemic started. And it's just been, it's been incredible. We really feel blessed that we've been able to have that strong a business during this uncertain time. And but it's really been good.
What do you attribute that to? Is it just the demand for the product because, you know, people were locked up and needed to replace it? Or is there something different that you'd kind of point to?
Well, I actually think it maybe was a combination of things. I think maybe there was some panic buying going on. I think that, you know, freezers spiked. We had a lot of freezer business and we're able to get our hands on some freezers. And I think the big thing, I believe, was the focus on the home, because people were having to stay at home more. And so they noticed little things that needed to be done. And since they were going to be there a lot, they wanted to spruce it up and make it as comfortable and convenient and nice as possible. And I think we benefited from that.
Oh, that's awesome. And certainly makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I know too, you know, one of the reasons you guys, you know, you've been in sort of our covered nationwide coverage of late is digital presence. You know, we had a nice case study done on you guys about, you know, the investments you've made in a digital way and with your website and that sort of stuff. And, you know, maybe couldn't have had better timing with some of this, the changes that you guys made to your website and things like that. So I want to kind of segue, because I know that, you know, certainly had a lot to do maybe with some of the success you saw as well, being able to have an e-commerce website. And but walk us through that. You know, I from what I understand, I did a little pre-work talking to your member support manager about what that was like to try to get you guys to upgrade. He said, were you guys a little hesitant about wanting to upgrade, or was it just something that you didn't really, I guess, spend a lot of time focusing on?
Well, I remember a quote, one of the very few things I remember from my high school, but I remember a quote by a poet that said, "Be not the first by whom the new is tried, nor yet the last to lay the old aside."
I like
well,
that.
I certainly wasn't the first to try anything. And so I kind of fit into the category. I was the very last to lay the old aside. So I was very reluctant to get into this, but the Nationwide people encouraged me, and Jason, who is our rep in this area, encouraged me to try it. And my daughter here, who is more on the cutting edge than I am, encouraged us to do this. And so we just kind of took that step. And I think it's one of the best things that we've ever done.
And you guys are certainly not alone. I know there's, I remember what prior to me joining Nationwide, you know, I've had attended Prime Times as a member of trade media and covered the shows and the work that Nationwide was doing. And I remember hearing a stat that this was three years ago, maybe at this point now, that, you know, I think it was only 30% of Nationwide members had actually turned on a website at that point. And so you guys are far from the only ones that hesitated or had hesitated, you know, with the digital presence. So it'd be interesting to know, like, why was there that hesitation? You know, what was it that made you not want to take that leap into, you know, diving deeper into digital?
Well, simple explanation is I just probably old school. I just wanted to wait and make sure that those who had tried it were having a measure of success. And that's really the only thing I could say that would be the reason for me hesitating. I just wasn't very forward in my thinking, and I was encouraged by, you know, my daughter and others that who were younger to at least give this a try. And so finally, you know, they drug us, you know, as they say, screaming into it. And we took the plunge. And so it's really paid off for us.
Now, Rachel, is there anything do you think, how much credit do you take? Your dad's giving you a lot of credit, but how much credit do you take for the transition? And is there, you know, can you think of the conversation that you had that you felt like, all right, this is finally going to happen?
Well, you know, we've had a domain name and a Facebook page since about 2013. I knew we needed to be online, but as far as everything that you could accomplish online, I don't think that either of us really had seen the full potential there. My degree was in marketing, and we never talked about social media, websites, or anything. So even though I might be a little bit younger, it was still a bit of a learning curve. And I think another thing that might have made us hesitate was that it seems like a pretty big investment on the front end, getting a website set up and allocating marketing dollars to that when you've got other methods that, you know, have worked in the realm of direct mail, you know, TV advertising, radio. But I will say, you know, at least in my own experience as a shopper, realized how much I liked being able to browse online and interact with stores and, you know, find out as much information as I could before I spent time going from place to place. So I think just that personal experience, and then obviously hearing from other dealers that were having success with the online platform, kind of made it a no-brainer for us to take that plunge, and it's paid off.
Sure, and talk about that the transition now. You know, what was it like going? You know, if I'm correct, you guys work with Retailer Web Services on your website. What was it like, you know, transitioning to the digital presence? Because you go through the website now. There's a lot on there, a lot to do, and it's an impressive web presence and that you guys have. So what was it like going through that transition with them and getting all this up and running?
Shout out to RWS. They have been very easy to work with, very responsive. And while I can navigate a website, I definitely can't build one. So to be able to rely on their expertise to create something that that looked good and that had the functionality that our customers were seeking, That was nice to be able to kind of trust them to take care of that. You know, there was a lot of design elements we talked about in the beginning, and they helped us work on everything from layout to color scheme. They had some templates we could choose from. So while it was a lot of information, it was never overwhelming. And then obviously one of the greatest features that they offered us was the access to all the manufacturer catalogs. So, you know, we could give them a list of our inventory, and then the way it shows up on our website has all the specs, all the color options, and it just makes it look really sharp and like a place a customer would like to spend some time and browse. So,
no, that's awesome. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, you had anticipated there being a learning curve, and you know, did you find that to be the case? Was it difficult? You know, you said a lot of information could be maybe a little overwhelming, but was there actually, you know, as far as a learning curve and getting yourself acclimated to the platform and what you guys are doing, what was that like for you?
RWS provided some really good training on how to do some of the more basic items, like adding a product that might not necessarily have a manufacturer description to go with it. They have a very easy to use backroom feature. I think one of my main concerns was increasing web presence meant I was going to have to learn how to code or something like that. Yeah. So the fact that they have it all set up in a way that you can point and click and easily access the information you want to take a look at. One of the best things and probably best features of our website from our perspective is there's various ways customers can go ahead and start their transaction online. They can fill out a rental application. They can sign up for our email list. They can request more info about a product. And RWS sends us emails when we get those kinds of requests for information. And then we can also go into the backroom page and easily pull those. And we're already, you know, halfway to a deal at that point if they're spending that much time giving us that information. So
it's awesome. And it sounds like, I mean, you know, as soon as you guys turn this on, the engagement and that sort of stuff, you know, it naturally sort of followed it. I mean, is that the case? You know, did you guys notice a lot of, you know, immediate returns on this investment and kind of what you're seeing from a business perspective?
Definitely. We saw an increase in quote requests in online applications, and I think even in-store we would see an increase in traffic, just a combination of our increased web presence, the impact that had on our social media presence. It just kind of all came together with great return.
Yeah, and I mean, for some, you know, the simple fact of turning on e-commerce alone might have been, you know, something that where, you know, it's there, it's nice to have. But for you guys, if I've heard correctly, you know, you guys, it was almost like adding another store for you guys as far as, you know, the type of impact it had on your business and kind of what you're realizing.
Yeah, I would just simply say, and I've said it before, that we would have had to open a rental store and done like 600 units or had 600 customers the first year to have produced the revenue that we have produced this year. And I give a lot of credit to this website and the work that Rachel has done and RWS has helped us to do. I give them a lot of credit for that. And it's like having another store without having to buy the bricks.
Which I mean there's certainly investments that need to be made and some website maintenance and things like that, but you know, a little bit cheaper per se to not have to build a store.
For sure. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. I mean, any you know, unintended benefits that you've realized with having you know, the improved website, the level 4 website, that maybe you weren't anticipating as you were, you know, thinking about going down this path?
Open the door, I think, for us to increase our web presence, to increase our transactional capabilities. That's something we're actually working on right now, is getting the website to where a customer doesn't have to even come into the store, where they can go ahead and give us their information and we can deliver it, have them e-sign the documents and take care of them that way. So that's definitely been a benefit. We've seen an increase in our reviews, both on social media and Google. So that obviously is never a bad thing. Those are two of the main things, I would say.
Yeah, and you know, kind of a nice segue too. You mentioned the reviews. I know another new partnership for Nationwide is with Podium and everything they've done there. I know online reputation management firm there. What has that relationship been like for you guys?
Well, we signed up for Podium, I guess, about a couple of months ago. So we've definitely seen an increase, not only in the quantity of conversations we're having with web customers, but in the quality of that conversation. We can track sales now that started on the website and ended up in the store. You know, back when the pandemic first hit, back in March, we installed web chat for the first time on our website. We were just using a free program, basically just to have something there. And that was one of the reasons we chose to go with Podium, was to provide a more customer-friendly way to web chat. And it's been a game changer. We now we can get access to each store to be able to talk to the customers that are in their close proximity to their store. So we're not, you know, it's not one person at the home office trying to figure out where this person needs to be sent. The customer has the option to go ahead and select their store. So it just eliminates some steps along the way and just really has, well, like I said, increased the quality of those conversations and the outcome.
Oh, that's awesome. And I mean, another one of the concerns I think that most people typically have when they're considering going down this path is, well, there's the monetary side of things, but also the hours spent on this sort of thing. Is it, you know, you're sitting here talking to a marketing manager. This is what you do. This is your day to day. I mean, is it something where, is it as much work as I'm trying to think how to say this without having it sound like, you know, marketing is nothing. So, you know, cause it is, it's a lot. I sitting here talking to someone in communications. This is what we do on a day to day basis. So, I mean, is it the massive time investment that, you know, would make someone that's on the fence not want to make the leap into doing something like this?
I would say that this has been a huge time saver. This to get Podium installed and be able to start to use it was pretty turnkey. I mean, they do all the hard work on their end. I gave them our information, and a day later we were set up, ready to go. I did a short training with them and then was able to train our people on how to use it. So, we think of web chat as just another way. It's the same as answering the phone in the stores. So that's a nice feature of Podium, is being able to give control to the stores so they can work their own sale and just kind of, you know, it's like someone walking through the door. They're able to handle that, give up-to-date inventory, give, you know, that friendly customer service via web chat that the customer would get if they came in the store. So, I mean, really, it's taken a lot off of my plate. Not that there aren't a million other things to do, but it's nice to be able to kind of delegate some of those things and allow them to be accomplished a lot more efficiently by letting our managers handle things on a store level.
Certainly. I feel like I love talking digital. So this is a conversation that I can have for hours on end, which I'm not going to try to do, because certainly we've all got places to go and things to do. So, well, maybe not places to go with a pandemic going on, but, you know, at least things to do. So, I appreciate you guys once again, you know, opening up and sharing your story with Nationwide and our family here. Any last advice or words that you'd have to a member, you know, one of your fellow members and independent retailers to sort of convince them that, you know, this is a time and money well spent?
I would like to say one thing, and that is to my fellow dealers, don't be like me just because this is something that I personally wouldn't do or didn't do. Don't let that be a roadblock to keep you from doing the things that you need to do and the investments that you need to make in your business, because a huge part of our customer base is doing the very things that I would not do. I want to lay down on a mattress. I don't want to buy one online, but many people would love to buy one online. So you have to open up and realize that a big part of the world is doing things different than you are, and you have to accommodate them and make your business convenient for them. And so that would be my advice to anybody that's reluctant. Don't let them have to drag you kicking and screaming into the new world. And my experience tells me that I waited really too long to do this, but thank goodness I did make that decision, and it's really paid off for Rachel and I and our business.
Oh, that's awesome. And I think great words to part on. So Fred and Rachel, I appreciate the time, and look forward to hopefully, you know, sometime soon at a prime time in person, getting together and checking in, seeing how things are going, and following up with you guys. But otherwise, appreciate it, and all the best, and stay healthy.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
All right, and a huge thanks again to Fred and Rachel for both taking time out of their schedules and chatting with us. You know, we've been, I think, talking their ears off, you know, between the case study that we did and this podcast now. And just, you know, it's a really great story to share, and I think one that so many independents can relate to because, you know, like we said at the top, there's that hesitation to dive into an arena that either, you know, just seems overwhelming at times, or, you know, your business is doing fine in your community and you don't understand maybe, you know, why it might be necessary or what benefits you could realize. So I think a great, you know, opportunity to hear from a member who had those same thoughts, and now you talk to them, it's something that they are, you know, very willing to go on record and talk about the positives and, you know, why it was an investment well worth the time and effort. So huge thanks again to Rachel and Fred, you know, for taking time and chatting with us. And as always, appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we will catch you next time.